Welcome to the Vitaly Tenet Show. For everyone that's tuning in, I just want to say thank you for sharing this podcast. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for sharing your comments and so on in regards to the insight that you've been receiving from the Vitaly Tenet Show. And on today's episode, what I want to do is cover branding, because that's a fairly important topic for anyone that's utilizing their brand, their image, and essentially their self-worth to do whatever that they desire to do online. And with kind of like my background for individuals who are just tuning in into this episode, but from everyone that's been listening and kind of have known my online presence, I've actually created my first e-commerce website back in 1998. And then I've had several advertising and marketing gigs or careers. And essentially, I got into network marketing. And that's an area and a field of its own. But when we're talking about branding, it's everything that we see online, you know, that's people, those are a lot of times our brands, you know, and whatever they portray or give out is that they're promoting themselves and their brand. So, for example, if people only show you what they want you to see, all right, so that is very important when somebody is branding. So basically, you kind of have to sit down and figure out exactly how and what you actually want to achieve with your online presence. What is it that you want to share? Of course, people want to see your personal life and how you're evolving and things like that. And then what is it that you're selling? You know, in this world, you're either selling or you're buying. And so there are quite a few terms that go into the niche, into the area of marketing. You know, marketing is something where you use your own resources, your own strategies, your own insight and your own expertise and your own evaluations. Marketing is really something that you do with your own resources. And then when people get into advertising, advertising is something that you actually use your own money on to pay other publishers or, you know, to cultivate a particular image, product, or a service. And then on top of that, you actually pay within your advertising budget to get the word out via social media and different streams. And we see advertisements almost everywhere, you know, from Netflix to Hulu to YouTube to all the media platforms to Facebook to mobile apps and everything. We see advertisements just coming up based on people's algorithms and based on what they're searching and so forth. So that is the advertising budget. But we're also talking about marketing that falls into branding. Okay, so in order to have your brand noticed, you do have to have marketing. And then if you want to enlarge that scope and viewership and get more eyeballs onto what you're doing, then that is advertising. And a lot of people may not start out with a budget or with an advertising budget. And that is why I'm, you know, just limiting this episode on the Vitaly Tenet Show to just the branding aspect, to the marketing aspect of what you can do today with the resources that you have right now. And when we're marketing, a lot of times once we have our values in order, our choices become a lot easier. I know back in the day when I first, you know, when Twitter was on the rise and it was huge, and this was before Fiverr and all these other services existed where you could buy likes and buy followers and stuff like that. This was like back in 2009. This is from my personal experience when it came to marketing. I created a Twitter account And then, of course, I had a blog that was receiving over 360,000 views. And with that blog, my Twitter following expanded. This is, again, like 2009. So I had 12,000 followers. They were all real people. This was before, you know, you could buy likes and purchase followers and stuff like that. This was in the Virginia, in the state of Virginia area. So there were over 12,000 followers, and I was getting clicks, and people were going onto my site. And then, you know, as that following grew to like 30,000, you know, 50,000 people, I was like, all right, I actually got people from different advertising companies. You know, I had, for example, like Firefly Vodka send me a message and say, hey, we will give you a discount at our stores if you advertise this, or you know, or t-shirts and stuff like that. So I was like, all right, well, I might as well get all this free stuff, get all these things. And then, you know, there was a Pennzoil, like an auto maintenance facility that wanted to advertise their products on my Twitter stream. And there were a bunch of others. And now, remember, I was not going to publishers. This is called affiliate marketing, really, where you are an affiliate and there is actually like a referral network, whether it's Commission Junction, ClickBank, ShareSale. You join that network and then you pick offers that you want to advertise. And then they'll give you the referral links and then you send traffic to those referral links and they'd get commission. That's how affiliate marketing works. But coming back to what I said is to having your values in order, I was getting all these offers because at that time my Twitter following was just big, and I was getting all offers from so many different places. And I just said, well, why not? I'm getting, people were actually paying me, like back in the day, it was like $100 to $500 to just send a tweet out, you know, just to send a tweet out to my followers, because they came from an organic source. So they came strictly from the brand, from the blog that I had. But what happened, you know, within about a year's time, because my Twitter feed, I was just posting strictly things on the blog, on the niche that I was doing. But then my advertisements overpowered my content, because then they would see, you know, Subway, then they would see Pennzoil, then they would see Trojan condoms, then they would see, you know, some Commission Junction link. And at that point, my followers were like, what is this? You know, what has this Twitter account turned into? And ultimately, advertisements kind of scattered my followers around, and that was that. You know, it didn't. It actually backfired. Even though I got that short term gratification where I got paid, it actually backfired, and then I was left with a really you know, smaller following of individuals, and I had to redo the content. But at that point, I was like, I'm not going to redo all this and get my followers back. So I just ended up selling the entire website, the entire blog, and the following and all the social media accounts associated with it. And you can actually, there are online properties that you can buy and sell on websites like Cedo.com and Flippa.com, which is pretty neat that you can do that. You can buy and sell apps, you know, different webs, properties, and so on. But I kind of digress from the topic, but what I really want you as a listener to take away from that, if you already haven't, is to really have a niche type market. Like, what is it that you're doing? And imagine when you're self-branding, when you're branding yourself on social media, whether it's your own Facebook, your own Instagram, your own Twitter, and everything else. If you're just all over the place, then you may not get as many direct niche followers. And that is why advertising is so important. you in order for you to really get something out for what you want to get a commission or referral bonuses from, you really need to send direct traffic to that particular landing page or splash page, whatever that target where you want it to go. I know I've used this term so many times, but a lot of people, when they go and they load a shotgun, for example, and they shoot it, all the pellets go all over the place, and it doesn't matter where they land. But if you have like a sniper or a target, when it comes to marksmanship, you have that scope, you're looking at it, you zoom in, you narrow in on what you want, and you shoot at that point, and your results are much better that way as well. So if you're gonna go all over the place, you have to make sure your advertisement is budget is big, so then you have scopes attached to everything, and you're really narrowing down to what you want to advertise in order to get your ROI, return on investment, on. But due to the branding aspect of this episode, we want to make sure that as an individual, when you're advertising yourself, for example, if you're going on Instagram, you see these like beautiful, hot, sexy women in bikinis, and they're posting all these incredible photos, showing off their bodies and so on. And if you're looking at their likes, there are a whole lot of guys, that are liking those photos. They're following all those photos and likes. And then all of a sudden, this woman decides to advertise her bikini line, and she says, "Here's my bikini, follow it." Well, how many of those guys or of those men that are actually liking or following that woman who are going to go out and buy that bikini? It's unlikely, right? So imagine where the advertising and the marketing comes in. And so there are a lot of people that have kind of shifted, and they're shared their own personal life to it, and then they actually start adding services and products with what they're doing, so then they can actually make more money and capitalize on what they're actually promoting. Okay, so it's a really intriguing form of marketing. So you do have to be personable, and you do have to go out there, and you have to understand like what is it that you want to ultimately portray yourself as. What do you want to put yourself out there? Because what I experienced with my prior venture, for example, like the blog that I sold, I just put it out there. It got a whole bunch of views, but then I had advertisements that and advertisers that kind of took over the content, and then that blog lost its core values, its source where it originally attracted the audience, and then I ended up selling it. So now, when we're talking about our personal brands as humans, we want to make sure that we put out what attracts other people. Of course, this is strictly, I'm talking about in branding. I'm not talking about people who are just there on social media to like their friends' stuff and all that kind of, all those kind of things. You can do that with your personal account, but I'm talking about a branding account where you're actually branding yourself, and it has a purpose, it has a cause. And what kind of service is it providing? Because remember, like a master in disguise is a servant. So you have to provide some sort of value. And with that being said, once you provide value, because there's no price on value, then you will be compensated. And there are just so many opportunities out there. There's so many affiliate and network marketing networks. And of course, if you have a strong budget to advertise, then you don't even need a social media account. All you need is a website, for example, or a landing page, wherever you want to send traffic to. Then you just go to Facebook Marketplace. I mean, Facebook advertising, Facebook business. You can do that on Instagram, on Pinterest, on Twitter. And you don't even need a social media account. You just take your money and you say, I want this type of audience, you get to pick what type of audience, age group, their sex, male, female, and so on, their interests, their niches, and so on. And then you just send traffic. And the traffic that you send, it converts into buyers, and that's how you do it. But again, we're talking about self-branding, individuals that go out there, that are on social media, that may not have a budget to advertise, and they just want to market what they're doing, okay? And what will actually bring yourself that notability and traffic. And remember, in order to succeed, you really don't need thousands of people. What a lot of people find out early on is that it takes the same amount of energy to sell a big ticket sale, and as much as it does with a small, ticket sale, right? It's like, I think the advertising or a marketing term that I heard back in the day, for example, like a lion, right? There's a lion, and if he sees a mouse, he will exert the same amount of energy, to jump around to catch that mouse so he can feed himself and eat that mouse. But the energy that he exerted, or the energy that that lion exerted to catching that mouse, it actually made him just as hungry, and the meal of a mouse was tiny. So then, as you go out, as that lion goes out to catch more mice, for example, he will actually go hungrier and wither away. Or that lion, for example, can go and catch like an antelope, for example, or a bigger meal. And the lion will exert that same amount of energy for a bigger meal, at which will feed him longer and give him more energy to continue in doing that. And that's what a lot of people, they create their image when they're branding themselves, and then they go out and they talk to people, for example, that don't have the money to invest, that aren't good people to even do business with, And when we're marketing, it's like people say, you want to make sure that in marketing, you want to kind of sort. You have to be, when it comes to branding, you have to be an expert at sorting, okay? Because professionals sort, and then you want to separate the serious from the curious. So as you're building your brand, you want to make yourself an authority of what you're doing in your area and field of expertise. And then once you are good at what you do, then you finally have that advertising budget to then be able to partake and maybe pay some experts, or use your own money and your own and leverage your own skill set and ability to drive traffic to what you're doing. Okay? And it's not necessarily closing people. Of course, you can close people, or you can open them up to a new lifestyle depending on what is it that you do. So from a perspective of branding, like I've mentioned, like they're like from the example of these, a lot of hot, beautiful, sexy women who put out pictures out there, but then they go out and, start promoting a bikini or something like that. Their following are all guys or all men, and that kind of would tell you that there are different branding and marketing strategies. So, for example, with me, I took on the role where I'm just an expert. I've been doing what I've been doing with branding for a long time, so I'm good at that. So I shared those strategies, and if people want to contact me and get more expertise on their own branding, advertising and marketing strategies, they can do that. And of course, the backbone of what I do is I enjoy referral marketing. I enjoy network marketing and even affiliate marketing, because it all ties down to you having something of value and then finding other people to appreciate the value that you have and get compensated and get commission off of that. So that is very important as you're sitting down and you're branding yourself. Make sure that the content that you're putting out there, it's called attraction marketing. So if you're gonna put stuff out there, I mean, this is like, for example, like going back into my network marketing days, and I still do network marketing. I love it. And you know, some of the people who I've gotten into the business like many, many years ago, they would post stuff like on their social media, like I forgot what it was. I had to. I absolutely. There was someone in my organization, in my downline, who I just saw on Facebook, you know, and they put something like many, many years ago. They said something like about broke November or something, or broke October. I don't know. It was some sort of month association, right? And they said, who else is feeling the broke October or the broke November or something, you know? I guess it was like a trending term, and whoever fell into that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, time out. If you are promoting or advertising or referring people to yourself, to your image, and to what you're doing, and you're in a company that makes other people money, you know, and then you're putting stuff out there about being broke, then how are you gonna ever sign people up? A person is not gonna go to your Facebook profile or on social media and they'll read your message and say, what the heck, this guy is posting about broke November. Let me ask him about his business opportunity and see if it's a good idea to join. Absolutely not. Just with that image, with that content alone, that individual has shot themselves in the foot, you know, and they've crippled their business and their opportunity out there. So, and I had to send the message. I was like, what are you doing? Like, what is, why, you know? And we had to, I mean, I had to just give that person a reality check, you know? And that's the thing, the posture is important. And when we're talking about reality checks, I mean, I think somebody said, well, imagine for all these models that are Instagram, if there was no Instagram, then they would not be models, okay? Literally, social media makes people famous, okay? Which is beautiful. It's incredible what you can do with social media and the type of image you can build. And a lot of people, you have to kind of cipher as well. I mean, some people can go into studios and there are cubicles that look like insides of airplanes, you know? And people would go into those cubicles and they'll take selfies and shots to promote their images and so on. And then other people who are looking at those Instagram photos are thinking to themselves, oh my God, you know, and then they get kind of shut down based on what they see on social media. And what I'm trying to tell you when it comes to branding, when it comes to your self-image, you can do whatever is necessary, but as you're seeing other people's success, and a lot of people are really doing it, and a lot of people are really making a significant amount of money with what they're doing and with what they're promoting. Okay. And what you need to do is have focus on yourself and really take, you know, you can see your friendly competition or you can see all those people, but don't really look into it. Don't dive into it. Make sure you have your own focus. Make sure you have your own vision for what is it that you're doing and with what you're branding for yourself. And whatever you put out there, it's gonna stick. You know, like with social media, again, like it's like a bullet, you know, whatever you release out there, it's done. You cannot get it back. You know, if you've had a following of people, and that is why you kind of want to have this like kind of carefree image. Don't be like a person with a, you know, like a stick up their ass and stuff like that. It's don't be off-putting. I mean, a lot of people buy people. That's all it is. It's relationship marketing. And I know I kind of went into branding and I've mentioned marketing and advertising, but for people who are just branding and they're on social media, just be out there, but know everything you put out there into the ether of social media, into the ether of internet, make sure you know that it's attraction marketing. So whatever you put out there, other people are watching. And you don't even need to have a huge following. If you have a high ticket item that you're selling, a high ticket, like a package or something, people may be selling like a $50 product, and that's fine, but that only really works if you have an advertising budget. If you're selling something for $50, for example, you're gonna have to send thousands upon thousands of people in order for them to buy that product so you can make a make a return back on your investment. Okay. But if you're selling something for $10,000 or $5,000, then guess what? You may only need just one sale for that day or for that month to live comfortably. And that is what I'm saying. The quality and value is really important. And for quantity, you've got to have advertising. For quality, you've got to have great relationship and great branding and great marketing. Okay. So when you're talking to people, you may get a follower, or you don't even need followers. You can reach out to people who you like and who you see that they have what you like. And then you can say, oh, by the way, this is what I have. You got to be interested in what I have, and so on. But then we're going into salesship. And that is a different, maybe a different episode or something. But when it comes to branding, just make sure it's your personal brand, you're authentic with it. Everything you put out there, you got to have a good posture. You're carefree. I'm not gonna tell you how to be and how to act. I mean, that's all up to you, because like attracts like. And people are watching, even though if you're not getting likes, because people are searching for, I mean, internet is massive, and there's just so many things. Like for example, Google has crawl bots and spiders and things like that that crawl through all the site maps and through all the packets, and everything that's on social media, on mobile apps and so on gets listed. And different rankings in search engines. So anything that you put out there, just make sure, take a look at your brand, really think about what you're promoting, what you're advertising, and what your image should be and what you want it to be. And then as you have that image, then your character will grow into that image of what you are doing. Okay, whether it's a network marketing company, whether it's your own podcast, whether it's your own book, whatever the case may be, make sure that your brand is in order, you have your values in order, and then value has actually no price limit. Value is limitless. As long as you can provide value, the income possibility, the revenue possibility is also, great for individuals who know how to brand themselves properly. So with that being said, I hope you're having a wonderful day. Make sure you're branding properly, marketing properly, and utilizing your advertisement and advertising budget properly as well. Have a wonderful day.